WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving headfirst into something that plagues us all, fear and doubt. Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of a cliff, staring down at an abyss of uncertainty? You know that feeling when your mind starts throwing every possible what-if scenario at you, leaving you paralyzed? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Fear and doubt are like uninvited guests. They show up unexpectedly, often when we least want them. But unlike those annoying house guests who overstay their welcome, we can actually choose to manage these feelings instead of letting them control us. So buckle up, because today's episode is packed with actionable strategies to help you conquer those pesky fears and doubts once and for all. Let's get real, folks. Life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. But how we respond to those curveballs, that's where the magic happens. 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize your fearful thoughts. First things first, become aware of those sneaky, fear-mongering thoughts. They might whisper things like, "You can't do this," or "What if you fail?" Catch them before they spiral out of control. Write them down, name them, and challenge their validity. Remember, just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. 2. Focus on what you can control. It's easy to get bogged down by things outside our control. Instead of worrying about the what-ifs, focus your energy on what you can influence, your actions, your attitude, your preparation. Take small steps forward every day. That sense of progress can be incredibly empowering. Think of it like climbing a mountain, one step at a time. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, change your thinking, change your reality? It's true. Look for the silver lining in every situation. Can you find a lesson or an opportunity for growth even amidst challenges? Sometimes, our biggest fears can lead us to unexpected triumphs. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Celebrate those milestones. They build momentum and fuel your confidence. Think about it like training for a marathon. Every mile you run is a victory. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends, family, or mentors. Sometimes, just voicing your fears can make them feel less overwhelming. Remember, there's strength in vulnerability. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating. Real world. Example, picture this. You've been working towards a big presentation at work for weeks. You've prepared meticulously, practiced until your voice is hoarse. But now you're standing backstage, heart pounding, feeling a wave of doubt wash over you. What if I forget everything? What if everyone thinks I'm unprepared? Your mind races with worst-case scenarios. But then, remember those strategies we just talked about. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those fearful thoughts, and remind yourself that you've put in the work. Focus on what you can control, your delivery, your enthusiasm, your knowledge of the material. Reframe this as an opportunity to shine and share your expertise. And if you stumble, don't panic, just keep going. You got this. Summary. Today we tackled fear and doubt head-on, armed with strategies to manage them effectively. Remember, recognizing your thoughts, focusing on what you can control, reframing your perspective, celebrating small wins, and seeking support are key to overcoming these challenges. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Call to action. Now it's your turn. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these strategies. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what you think. And join the conversation on social media. Use the Discipline Switch to connect with other listeners and share your own experiences. Remember, we're in this together. Until next time, keep switching up those disciplines and crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.